One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Anybody, anywhere, anywhere.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson.
This pass caught by Paulson, the tight end.
And from 106.7 The Fan, Grant Paulson.
Welcome into Take Command. Logan Paulson spent a decade in the NFL. I'm Grant Paulson. You can listen to me on 106.7 The Fan. Of course, watch the pod on the 106.7 and Team 980 YouTube channel. Subscribe, rate, review, and get the pod wherever you get your audio. Logan, we are in Ashburn. We just watched one of the shorter, kind of quicker practices of camp here on this Thursday, which it could mean that we get to see players play on Saturday, I would think.
Yeah, I think that's definitely what it feels like. And, you know, we don't know for sure, but, like, they kind of did some carded stuff today. And that, we don't know for sure, but it looked like Detroit stuff. And Jaden Daniels took some reps there. And I guess if you're not prepping, you know, if I'm Jaden Daniels, like, I'm not prepping Detroit unless I'm thinking about playing. So definitely on the table here.
Explain what you mean by carded stuff, Detroit stuff. Like, what did you see?
Yeah, so carded stuff is basically, like, instead of, like, you being the defensive coordinator going out and calling our defense, so the Commander's defense, like, we hold up a little picture. It's got, like, a, you know, the coverage circles, the blitz lines, the stunt pattern. And then the scout team or the guys that did it today were, like, the third group will run the look, and you get kind of a feel for stuff that Detroit does. So they ran some pressures that Detroit runs, ran some coverages Detroit runs, and just to kind of get your feet wet and kind of start prepping some of the calls that you're going to utilize in the game.
Yeah, so all systems seem like they point toward Daniels actually getting some run against the Lions. What's interesting is it's not going to be all the starters because they're immensely banged up. Yeah. Not a ton of longer-term injuries. We'll talk about Johnny Newton in a second, who joins Laremy Tunsil as a guy that's going to miss an extended period of time. But they do have a list of, like, almost 20 players now that in some variations are banged up enough that they haven't been practicing in full.
Yeah, and again, that's always, like, a tough deal this time of year, like, with training camp. But it's, like, the thing we talked about in the last show, like, that line you're walking where it's like, hey, man, you know, how injured are you? How healthy are you? Like, we got to make sure we're getting the physical body contacts in. But you, again, like, you're kind of always walking that line and getting guys nicked up. A good thing is none of them seem like they're too serious, or at least that's based on Dan's comments and kind of their reactions. But it is tough because you got to make sure everyone's ready for week one.
So let's talk Johnny Newton for a second. That's the big update we got. We heard he was at a specialist's office in New York meeting about his pec yesterday. Then the report came out last night on Wednesday night that Johnny Newton is actually had surgery and that he's going to be out for an extended period of time. I'm hearing November-ish, maybe, that he could come back and play. Notice nobody's saying he's done for the year, so it probably wasn't the full Brian Arakpo, like, out for the year pec tear. But still, that's a big loss for this team. Timetable sounds like somewhere around 3 to 4 months.
Yeah, and it's interesting. You said big loss, and again, like, it's interesting looking at, like, the rest of the depth in that room, like, with, you know, Barber and Tuttle. Like, those guys have been playing pretty well. And again, like, you have the addition of Tim Settle, and, like, the depth in that room has been, you know, Charles Omenihu has done a great job in training camp. So, I don't know. Like, I mean, obviously, you know, never want anyone to get hurt, and you know, Johnny's a guy that this team's invested a lot in terms of draft capital. But I think those other guys are doing a great job. You know, I think we talked about them after the preseason game. Like, those two kind of, I guess, one's an undrafted free agent from last year and one's a free agent this year. Like, they're playing good ball. And so when you got that kind of depth on the interior that's six deep, I think you feel pretty good about that. So, again, bummer for Johnny, but I think the team's in a decent spot.
Well, yeah, so let me go back to the big deal comment. Number one, he's a second-round pick, 36th overall, going into year three in a got-to-have-it season.
Yeah.
First 2 years have frankly been ultra disappointing for various reasons. You know, the year one injuries, the last year, and I'll just raise my own hand. This is my own evaluation. Like, I thought he was a first round talent.
Yeah.
And I thought he was going to kick ass as a pass rusher. We've seen that in one game where he dominated the Cowboys on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And otherwise, it's been a very different player. So you just kind of were hoping, like, there's a breakout looming, or that this is the year you see
it
that.
It is year three to support that. Like, that's when a lot of guys do it. And so, like, this was kind of a big breakout year potentially for him.
Now or never time, right? But on top of that, yes, there's a rotation. And I think the way that's almost like platoonable with like a Settle on rundowns, or they like this Shy Tuttle guy at nose tackle. But on passing downs on a 3rd and 7, if he's on the team, he's going to be on the field.
That was the idea,
He can push the pocket and get up the field and rush the quarterback. So I still think it's a loss from just a depth standpoint. Mm-hmm. Anytime you're part of a rotation, and everyone I asked thought he was still a lock to make the team. Mm-hmm. Like, he was going to play. It wasn't like he was going to be down on Sunday. So you'd rather have him than not from a pass rushing standpoint.
Yeah, 100%. And again, like, I don't want to say, like, it's not significant, right? Because he's a person. He's a human being. Like, he's worked a lot for this. And again, like, he did, like you said, had like a kind of a projected role on this defense. But I do think the depth's decent. And I think you're in a good spot. I think the other thing, too, is you got some emergence of some guys on the perimeter from a pass rush standpoint. And I can envision those guys kind of, some of them bumping inside, getting some reps to kind of offset the loss of that. And then obviously you have the linebacker depth where, you know, Frankie can rush the passer, Leo Chenal can rush the passer. So yes, significant, but I think this team is kind of weirdly qualified from a depth perspective. You know, it's like with some of these other injuries, if you can feel those injuries like really acutely. Now it kind of seems to me like, you know, like you can offset some of his, potential production.
The quote from Dan Quinn, by the way, before practice was today, just to give the exact quote, he said a good amount of starters will get some play time in Detroit on Saturday. So I don't know what that means. A good amount could be six.
That
could be 24 of, you know, the 33 on three phases.
And I was talking to Ben Standing. He said he was also a little bit noncommittal about whether Jaden was going to play. Like, he
did not say he was going to play. I just took out of practice my own opinion, that he's going to play.
Yeah, that's kind of, again, that's, I agree with you, but he was a little bit like,
Did not say Jaden's definitely playing.
Yeah.
There's also been this thing floating around. I want to get your thoughts on this, because I've heard a lot of people talking about this, and I think it's bupkis.
Bupkis.
I've never used that term. Is that even used correctly?
No, I don't even know.
Not to say BS.
Yeah, like kind of like a lie. Like
nonsense. I think it is tomfoolery.
It's a phrase that my grandma would say.
It would definitely. It's like an old man term. Yeah. Like, I'm going to say bupkis and two shakes of a lamb tail. You know, like, it's a wacky phrase, but I think it's nonsensical. So this idea that if Allegretti doesn't play and he's not going to play, then you can't play Jaden Daniels. And my point on that is something. You can't tell me that you can't play Jaden Daniels behind Julian Good-Jones, but then also have him be one play away from being your starter.
Yeah.
Like, if that's how you feel about Julian Good-Jones, that's fine. But also then he's currently the starter on the team if they have a game against the Eagles on Sunday.
Yeah.
So both of those can't be true. So I don't do the if Allegretti doesn't play, then you can't play Jaden thing. I think that's preposterous because Allegretti has practiced twice, basically, in the entirety of camp.
And I don't even know if it'd be good for his rehab at this point for him to play. You know what I mean? Like, it's, I don't know.
So he was ruled out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So he's definitely, because the other thing about Allegretti, I'll come back to the Jaden point in a second, he left practice yesterday.
Yeah, that's right.
So he came back, He had a sore calf, or I don't know what they're calling it. He walked off the practice field with the head trainer yesterday. He's already been ruled out for the Lions game and is going to kind of have a couple of days. So hopefully this is very minor and he's back next week or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, this thing keeps now lingering. This is now second calf issue that he's had. And my point is, the starter is Julian Good-Jones for right now. That's the top guy on the depth chart. So if you're saying Jaden can't play behind him when you're a few weeks away from the Eagles game, that doesn't make sense to me.
No, I think that's a great point. Like, he's, because Dan, I think the quote was like, he's dependent on other people. And so obviously if four, you know, I'm going to say five, if those five guys are ready to go, I'm talking about Coleman, Chris Paul, Good-Jones, Cosme and Connerly, like, I think you say, okay, we feel pretty good about it. And maybe it's dependent on the receivers, depending on the volume of game plan, something like that. But to me, like, I think he's going to play. He practiced today like he was going to play. I think, again, like you said, like, that, those are the guys right now, if there was a game tomorrow, that would be playing.
How do you feel about Good-Jones' camp and, like, what you've seen? They made a point to say all offseason that he'd push Allegretti as in a competition.
Yeah.
I mean, do you, he's only played two snaps in his career.
Yeah. So I think the thing is like, he does some good things. Like, you see him, like, with hat placement, he's a really good athlete. Like, he's really twitched up. And so, like, I kind of like that historically for my centers, especially in an outside zone team. They've been a little bit more gap heavy, tight zone, like pin pull type stuff, which, you know, like, I don't know if that necessarily speaks 100% to his skill set, but I like some of the stuff he does, like, in terms of, like, where my hat's got to be, second level blocks. I think the one thing you got to just keep an eye on with him, because he's not a big guy. Like, he's, it sounds crazy because he's like 300 pounds, but he's not like this, you know, like these mammoth 320, 330 pound centers like Creed Humphrey in Kansas City. Just got to keep an eye on the pass pro a little bit. Cause, like, if you get, like you said, you talked about this before, if you get a true nose and you can't really insulate him as well, it's like in a five man front or something like that, he's going to have to win that matchup. And I think he's done a decent job of that, but you definitely see at times, like in one-on-ones, there's some pocket compression and, like, that guy's going to get pushed back a little bit. And that's because of how he's built. So I think he's been fine. I think he's been, I'd say good. He's been good. But there are some things you just got to kind of just keep watching for. If he does play in the preseason game, keep an eye on that. Like, just how much penetration he's giving up, kind of thing.
Logan Paulson, Grant Paulson, take command. This is something that just reminded me, talking about the center position.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, I saw Will Montgomery.
Oh, yeah?
Out in One Loudoun, over in Ashburn, right after practice. And we were just chopping it up. He's a great dude. I know he's a buddy of yours.
Yeah.
And he told me to tell you, because you had brought him up on the last pot.
Yeah.
Talking about his six bullets, and he was laughing about that. He's like, ask Logan to tell you the story on the pod about when I popped out my AC joint in Arizona. And he told me the story from his version, but I want to hear your version. Dude. This was probably 2010, I think, in the preseason. Because he said Richard Bartell was the quarterback. Yeah. So that was like the terrible quarterback 2010 thing.
Dude, it's one of the funny, like, we're talking about like formative NFL memories. This is one of them for me. Because it showed me that it was like a totally different ball of wax, right? So we're out there, and it's the fourth preseason game, and Arizona's playing all their starters. And so they got a bunch of studs out there. And, you know, I'm on kickoff return. I'm in the wedge. You know, we're doing the old hold hands thing.
This is back in the day when they were like
four-man
car crashes.
Yes. Yeah. And so basically, like, we get out there, and they have this absolute stud out at the R3. And he's like, you know, he's 6'6", I think he's 280, kind of a five technique, kind of big body guy. And Danny Smith's like, all right, we'll take care of you guys. We're just going to go return left. Just get away from him, you know, because, like, we don't want anybody getting hurt. And so, you know, we go through a couple, oh, yeah, you know, doing left. Oh, this is great. Da, da, da. And then all of a sudden, Danny gets pissed about something. He's like, let's go right at him. Let's run it in. And I was like, oh, my God. Because what you do is you get out there and you count it. So it's like, you know, one, two, three, those are the wedge guys, right? And when you click out there, you're like, God, that dude is huge.
And he's just flying down at full speed, trying to blow you guys
and
up.
And he's trying to make a team too, right? Yeah. So we get out there, we get back, we hold hands, and it's the wedge. It's a vivid memory for me. It was like traumatic. It's like a car accident, right? And all of a sudden, it just parts like the Red Sea. And there's this dude running like a freaking stallion, bro. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And so I'm on the far left of the wedge. So basically, if anybody loses their block, I got to like duck out and kind of seal it up, make sure there were a hole in the return. And I am praying, like, please, I'm like looking over here, like, please, someone miss, because I do not want any part of this.
Yeah.
And so last second, someone loses, and I peel off and go get this guy. And there's an explosion, bro, like an explosion behind me. You know, like that one where you hear the helmets hit and it's like, there's the plastic is deforming. And you're just like, oh, my God. And so I turn around and this big ass joker just pops up and he just jogs off the field totally unfazed. I look back, I look down, and Will is on the ground, like, he's holding his arm, like, like, he is dying. And so it's the fourth preseason game. So we don't have enough people. We don't have another center.
No one's coming back.
No one's coming in. And so he starts walking to the sideline, and the whole offensive staff is like, you got to go. You got to go. And so Will walks out there, like, he is in a ton of pain. So Bartell gets in the huddle. He's like, all right, guys, And Will is...
Let me say really quick before you keep going.
Yeah.
So the way Will told me too, he says, in addition to my... And he showed me yesterday.
It's crazy, right?
His AC, like, I don't know anything about bodies. Yeah. So he's saying it's the AC. But he has, like, in his shoulder, like, a lump up to here still.
Yeah.
From this collision.
Yeah, from this collision.
So he's like, that's from my AC popping. But the other thing was, he said, I lost my wind.
Oh, it was...
He's like, and I hadn't got... It took me... He's like, it's the longest it's ever taken to get my wind back. So he's, like, in the huddle, and that's why he's making this noise where he's like...
It was a crazy sound, and Bartell's trying to get the play out, and Will is loud. Like, it's like, and Bartell's like, all right, we'll give you a second. And literally, it was like a 13-play drive, and the whole time, he can't lift up his arm, and every time he comes back to the huddle, he's making this, because he can't catch his breath. And I was like, this is the NFL, boys. Yeah, everyone talks about people getting hurt, in the fourth season. Like, this was, like, such a crazy moment for me, and Will obviously is still feeling the repercussions of that.
Yeah, as we laugh, like, he's at lunch with his mom at One Loudoun yesterday showing me his shoulder that, like, touches the roof, right. Basically. It's wild. But he told me, he's like, tell Logan to tell that story. I don't know that he knew it would be that quick, but we talked about center, so here we are.
Yeah, here we are, and we're here.
We're turning it around. You're listening to Take Command.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber. Especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.